Screen 7. Anatomy. Valves of the heart. Because blood is collected and pumped out from separate chambers, the chambers must be able to connect or be closed off as required. This is the function of the valves. The heart has four valves, which allow blood to flow in only one direction through the atria into the ventricles. Located between the atrial and ventricular chambers are the atrioventricular valves. These prevent backflow into the atria when the ventricles contract. The increasing pressure in the ventricles and upsurge of blood pushes against the valves, forcing them shut. The left atrioventricular valve is known as the bicuspid or mitral valve, as it consists of two flaps or cusps. The right valve is known as the tricuspid valve because it has three flaps. The atrioventricular valves are reinforced against the backflow of blood from the ventricles by cord-like tendons or heartstrings, known as the cordae tendineae. These tendons anchor the valves to the papillary muscles inside the ventricles. Two valves guard the bases of the pulmonary trunk and the aorta, leaving the ventricular chambers. These are known as the pulmonary and aortic semilunar valves, respectively. In a similar way to the atrioventricular valves, when the pressure in the arteries exceeds that of the ventricles, the blood briefly flows backwards, pushing the semilunar valves shut. Dysfunction of the valves, causing regurgitation of blood, and its relationship to the pathophysiology of heart failure shall be discussed in further detail in Section 2 of this module.